Any new directions in the management of Hodgkin lymphoma that you want to comment on?
Well, I think these checkpoint drugs are really interesting. I mean, Hodgkin lymphoma is a disease where we've cured 70 to 90% of patients for 40 years. So the question is, you know, one is, can we improve on that, which is a really difficult thing to improve 5 to 10%. And I think also how to have a better outcome at 10 or 20 years, reducing the risks of treatment, initial treatment. And I think radiation therapy is really the hugest issue there. But I think now for the first time, we have drugs that are not chemotherapy and not radiation therapy that work. I mean, rituximab vedotin is really chemotherapy with a different delivery system, antibody drug conjugate, but it's still chemotherapy. But, you know, the checkpoint drugs are immune therapy, and I think that's very exciting. And I think the incorporation of these earlier in treatment and maybe even to eventually a goal of whether an immune approach can even replace chemotherapy is something that I think is really going to be of interest to investigate in the future. And it may be that other immune approaches may also be promising. I mean, I think there are CAR T-cell studies for Hodgkin lymphoma. I believe the group at the NCI has one. So I think the immune approaches, incorporating them, is going to be the direction of future investigation.
I was going to ask you about CAR T and Hodgkin lymphoma. What do we know about that, and what is the target?
The target is CD30. They're under investigation. I don't know exactly the results. I think they have not treated a huge number of patients. There are some promising results, but I think the results are pretty early.